Where did you end up running into Eric Clapton? Was there, can you remember a first time where he became familiar with your work?
Well, the funny thing about that is we've had mutual friends for years and years, and somehow he ended up with this cassette I made in my living room way back in 1970. Wow, I'm losing track. I think it was 76 or 77. And I got to be friends with his band at the time. The band was based out of Oklahoma. And so that's how he became aware of me. And as years went by, he got the CDs or the albums and then the CDs. But we didn't really officially meet. We talked on the phone and so forth, but not until his first Crossroads Festival. And then he came out to a show in London, and which was really cool. I had, I had one person on my guest list for the venue. It was Eric Clapton, so that was kind of cool. and he guessed only one. But he's really sweet like that. He took the time to come out and hear the group, and he didn't want to sit in and play. He just wanted to just relax and listen to our set, and we did the last Crossroads Festival with him, and he got involved in my project and played on those two songs.
Yeah, I definitely recommend the track When I Still Had You. You guys did on From the Reach.
Yeah, that reminded me. For him, I thought it kind of hit on some of the years, like kind of in the late 70s and early 80s and some of his hits, kind of with the vibe of that and some of the groove. And he nailed it, of course. And I just loved the fact he just, played like he was possessed on those tracks. And that's what I was hoping to get. And everybody, all the guests, did amazing jobs and basically pushed me to do better.